Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Czech-centric paper. Czech Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg attended a secret annual conference at the Bilderberg Club in Chantilly, Virginia on June 5th or the 8th. And we also have another report here. If you type the word Bilderberg into the news function on Google, you get also Czech happenings, Czech Foreign Minister attending Bilderberg Club conference. This is out of the Czech Republic. They talk about the secret meeting. So there's quite a few other reports of the Canadian Free Press, Raw Story, which I would almost call mainstream news here in the U.S., very large. I did report on it. Wonkit, the establishment liberal thing, made fun of us. WorldNet Daily basically copied our entire story and posted it with no credit. Frankly, I don't care. Just get the word out. So it is definitely there. Hundreds of hits on Bilderberg's shadow government meeting. That's good news, isn't it, Jim?
Indeed it is. In this country where they are so successful in shutting down the major media, both TV broadcasts, TV networks, broadcast networks, major newspapers, for this information to be forced into the public dialogue. And I'm sure that the Bilderberg kids are feeling very bad about all this. And I'm glad they feel bad. When Bilderberg feels bad, I feel good.
Jim, you were getting followed by goons. We were getting followed by goons. We had people coming up to us asking if we wanted to carry out violence. Then we later see them back on the grounds. So we confirmed that it was different federal forces, international forces, trying to provocateur, which is illegal, trying to lead us in violent actions. Give me your take on that.
Well, when you are aware, it can be a little fun. You remember that night at the bar where you whispered in my ear that the guy sitting next to me was a Bilderberg stooge? I think you said he's with the Secret Service or something. So after that, we were aware, and of course the kids were coming over getting literature, which he was graciously accepting, and he was busily stuffing his face. So I turned the conversation with my good friend Trish, who saw us out there, and we talked about Henry Kissinger's tremendous instance of flatulence. Well, we have no idea that ever happened, but his ears stick out. And we just put a bunch of nonsense for his ears just to see them stick out. So you have fun with those kids, even though they're stalking you.
Boy, there were a lot of them out there. After you left Sunday morning, we were back out there, and they were following us around, driving around, taking our photos in federal cars. And we were trying to videotape them. So next they drove back by in clown mask. And then we got to check the video, but we were zooming in. We believe we got it. Them parked in the parking lot, walking back into Bilderberg, wearing clown mask, Jim.
Well, it somehow seems appropriate for them to wear clown mask.
Jim, you got big reports coming out this week at AmericanFreePress.net, don't you?
Oh, yes. And, of course, in the print edition, it'll be in the mail Friday.
Anything else you would think we need to add in the last 60 seconds, sir?
I can't think of anything.
Well, big news here on the fact there's an even bigger split on the attack on Iran. Still could be in the offing. We see mainstream reports that Bush may strike, quote, if Obama's elected before he leaves office. And we know that they certainly are split on whether they should jack up oil prices or not. But they were pretty much unified on jacking them up 2 years ago, weren't they, Jim?
Oh yes, they were talking about with great enthusiasm and just got universal approval for jacking up the oil prices. So if they're able to order the price of oil up, they can order it down. And I hope they do. Or at least we're talking about putting a lid on it, not necessarily down, but restraining the rise, which means at least not making a bad situation even worse.
Jim Tucker, thank you so much for spending time with us, and it was great seeing you.
It was a lot of fun, and see you next time.
Thank you, Jim Tucker. There goes Jim Tucker, American Free Press. We'll be back as I break down everything that happened to me from Thursday on, second half of my analysis and breakdown. Your calls and a lot more.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to, now that we've gotten to the point of Thursday, because in the first 30 minutes, for those who just joined us, I broke down from getting there Tuesday up until Thursday morning, and I'm going to continue with a basic breakdown of what happened in the 5 days that we were there. But before we do that, I want to play this clip from CNN of footage of the fact that they basically locked the reporters on the plane to Chicago, and then Obama jumped off in Virginia, in D.C., and then disappeared into multiple secret meetings. Now, I was sitting there Thursday night as all of this was happening, and we were watching CNN in the hotel, and they were reporting he was in multiple secret meetings. Then they said he was at Hillary's house, and the media all camped out there. Then it was Dianne Feinstein's house. Then it was another meeting. And the MO we've got is that they did go to the Bilderberg Group, and there was massive activity that Thursday afternoon in the hour and a half after he got off the plane and disappeared. So I want to go ahead and play that audio right now. This is on board the plane with Obama's press secretary there trying to diffuse where he's gone and where he admits he's going to multiple secret meetings, going to the kingmakers to be approved. Here's the clip.
presumptive nominees in the past has always been that they have the, at least a press pool with them at all times. Is there a reason why we didn't go with him in the motorcade all the way? This is what we're out here for, and now we're on this plane with no candidate.
Again, you know, he, look, I understand that there was a desire to do these meetings, obviously, in private, and, you know, that's what we're doing here tonight, and I, you know, it wasn't an attempt to deceive in any way. It's just private.
Stop right there. Back it up about 10 seconds. Not an attempt to deceive in any way. To be clear, they land in Virginia. They tell them Obama's going to get right back on. And this has been admitted. Mainstream controlled press even admits it. And then they locked the plane down and took off with them to Chicago. Okay, quote, there was a desire.
Well, presumptive nominees in the past has always been that they have the, at least a press pool with them at all times. This is why we didn't go with him in the motorcade all the way.
Stop right there.
We're out here for.
Stop right there. I think we're fast forward and rewinding the tape. Let's just rewind it back to the start and start in a moment, in just a second. Okay, I wanted people to hear this unedited. Okay, this clip's up on CNN.com if you want to go watch it. We'll give you the title of it later. But the point is that, listen, oh, there's no attempt to deceive. Well, he's deceiving right there. They lock him on the plane in America, and they fly him to Chicago, four states away. Now, this is what happens in the United States, because there was a desire for him to be able to attend secret meetings. Okay, do you understand? Then they gave out two different meetings they were at and said he was at other meetings in the next few days. We believe he was in Bilderberg, but we don't get to know because in America, the press gets tricked onto airplanes and flown to another state, which basically is kidnapping. Here it is.
Presumptive nominees in the past has always been that they have the, at least a press pool with them at all times. Is there a reason why we didn't go with him in the motorcade all the way? This is what we're out here for, and now we're on this plane with no candidate.
Again, you know, I understand that there was a desire to do these meetings, obviously, in private. And, you know, that's what we're doing here tonight. And I, you know, it wasn't an attempt to deceive in any way. It's just private meetings.
Division of the press corps when there is a general election candidate, and right now it is a general election, is that they're treated the same way the president is. If the president goes bike riding, we go with him. If he goes out to dinner or goes to visit a friend three blocks up the road, we go with him in the motorcade.
Right.
And, you know, that's the expectation in a general election, and that's the way it's been with previous candidates, John Kerry, George Bush, you know, when he ran. I mean, that's the way it's done. So why are we diverging from that? And, you know, we would have been happy to sit on the runway. We didn't have anything better to do other than do what we're paying to fly this plane for, which is to cover the candidate.
I understand. Again, you know, there was a desire to do some meetings tonight that he was interested in doing and others were interested in doing, and to do them in a way that was private.
Meetings that was planned better part of the day, or was this something that was delayed?
I don't know the exact time. I was. I don't remember. I don't remember when I got notified exactly of when everything was going to happen.
Before we left the event, before the press left.
At that point, I can go look on my BlackBerry. I don't honestly remember, and I want to make sure that I give you the information.
Who notifies you about a meeting like that? Who notifies you about a meeting like that?
It generally would have been set up in Chicago.
Robert, why were we not told about this meeting and that the senator wouldn't be on our flight until the doors were shut and we were about to taxi to take off?
Again, we had a desire. Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others had a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing.
We kind of sat on the plane and waited for him to come, and I think we would have been in the same city with him. He could have done it privately. We just wouldn't have been in the air during the duration of the meeting.
I understand.
What's the rationale behind us leaving?
So we can get back to Chicago.
Sure. Benefit. I mean, it's not.
Well, not necessarily my benefit. I mean, my apartment's going to be the same.
You need to be where the candidate is.
Well, maybe it is then for my benefit.
Who made the decision that we were going to leave in a separate plane? Who's the person? I mean, who do we explain to?
That guy looks like me. if there's somebody I can email this off to, I'll be more than happy.
I think the objection isn't just that he's not flying with us, but that he left the motorcade at all.
Right. No, no, I understand your objections, and I will make sure that everyone is aware of that and endeavor to set up a process, as you
said. Okay, pause it there. We'll play the rest later. But the point here is this is how Barack Obama is going to govern. This gives you an idea. They tell the press, get on the plane. He's going to Chicago with you. They get him on board. The motorcade pulls up to fool everybody. They lock the door, start taxiing, take off, and then they're in the air telling him he's not going to Chicago, and he didn't go to Chicago for a day and a half. There's a desire for him to meet with some people at some meetings, and multiple meetings, secret meetings. So this is even the controlled corporate media is manipulated and completely kept, completely domesticated. They tell him, get on the plane, Barack Obama's flying with you to Chicago. And they said, because he had a desire, the campaign had a desire to be able to have private meetings, so we lied to the media and had you get on the plane and sent you to another state. We kidnapped you. And these people have been so trained how to be slaves that they don't even realize the full magnitude of what's just happened. But this guy, in plain view, giggling and smirking and laughing, just says, hey, we had a desire to not be followed, a desire to be able to have secret meetings, and so we lied to you and put you on a plane and sent you to a state 600 miles away. Or is it 700 miles away? This is how they operate. This is what they do. And the poor kept media that only knows how to read government press releases on the air, they couldn't even figure out to go where they were all meeting. But we were there with paramilitary forces in clown masks following us around and threatening us and pulling fire alarms on us and chasing us and photographing us and threatening us and grabbing demonstrators out of the line and frisking them and slamming them up against police cars. This is your criminal government. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. They act however they want. And now our entire life is basically at the whim of covert operations. Almost the entire government is secret, operating with no checks and balances in whatever way they want since 1947. Tens of trillions of dollars have gone into their pockets. They're turning the entire country into an armed camp. The Bilderberg Group says they're going to put microchips in everybody. They've jacked the oil prices up like we told you. They want to start more wars. They've got brainwashed military goons who they corrupt by taking to Iraq and then paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars off the table to turn them into criminals. Then they bring them back domestically. And now the government, the military, the police, the campaigns are so corrupt, they kidnap entire jets full of the entire press corps, a huge press corps, the entire press corps covering Barack Obama, because he had a desire to not have the press around. This is a crime, you little morons. And you don't even know that. You don't even understand that. This is how our world operates, where you're lied to, you're manipulated, you're controlled, and this piece of trash sits there and giggles and snickers and laughs about it. We have to circumvent the mainstream media. You've got to tell everybody about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You've got to get all the articles and videos we put up about the Bilderberg Group and what happened this year and continue for weeks and months to get them out to everybody so they understand what really happened here. You got to get our articles about a Barack Obama kidnapping the press corps, and that should be the headline. We need to rename our stories. That's what it is, so he can attend a secret meeting. We need to get this out to the world and warn him. We're waking up a lot of people. We're going exponentially, but it's not fast enough. We've had great success, but we have to become more resilient. We have to become stronger. We have to become bigger. We have to stop being rinky-dink. All of us have to get more aggressive. All of us have to get the word out now in a very sustained, aggressive way. Because the shadow government has conducted a coup d'etat fully by the year 2001. They took over to a certain extent over the issuance of currency and credit in 1913. They declared federal emergency reorganization and martial law under the Wars Power Act of 1933. The government went underground in 1947 for private interest. And then they used a successive group of wars and staged terror events to train us how to be prisoners and slaves. And now we're going into the final deep phases. When I get back, I'll finish up But what happened in those 5 days? And I'll tell you about the harassment of my family and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 9, 2008. Gold, 898. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 924, 12, 455, 20 for half, 227, 60 for quarter. That's 924, 12, 455, 20, and 227, 60. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
You know, we take all this for granted. We get conditioned to it, even if we're fighting it.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
The Bilderberg Group is discussing attacking Iran. The Bilderberg Group is talking about wanting an implantable chip in all of us. The troops are getting it. It's in the news. They're ordering them to take it. They want to make the general public take chips to track every purchase, everything we do, total control. This was discussed from a source who does not make things up, who has multiple sources inside Bilderberg. This is happening. They are setting up a nightmare. Who could believe that on tape they'd say, yeah, we lied to you and told you to get on the plane, that we told you he was going to Chicago, but he wasn't because he wanted some privacy and he wanted to be able to have some secret meetings, so we lied and said he was on a plane and then knowingly, premeditatedly lied and took off. That's kidnapping. That's like telling a child, your mommy's in the car, come get with us, and you jump in the car and they drive off with you. It's deception. It's fraud. It's racketeering. And they just giggle and laugh and set their precedents. In fact, before I get into the rest of what happened in a chronological order, I'm going to go ahead and just talk about this now. I'm going to start the story this way. There was this obvious Fed in there asking us what our itinerary was every time we go to the bar, asking us if we wanted to be taken to the State Department to infiltrate or, quote, take them on or, you know, do something to them. It was just so obvious. And these guys all are just big federal cops. I mean, they all look exactly the same. They all think they're smart. They have this fake vision of patriotism they're following, and then all they do is just engage in every crime you can imagine. They're horrid people, very weak-minded. And I walk up, and he's got this, because I want to introduce you, an Army colonel. He's going back to Iraq next week, and he's over there fighting for America. I was like, oh, God. And then, you know, here's this Army colonel with the shaved head. And well, he had the haircut that the colonels and the generals always get, where it's shaved on the sides, a little bit on the top, comb forward. I'm sitting there talking to him, and I say, oh, yeah, you're over there where they fly in billions of dollars every month on big pallets and $100 bills and give them out to the troops and the warlords. He goes, actually, I'm involved in distributing that out. And these two guys are smiling and laughing about it. And I said, yeah. He goes, how do you know about that? And I said, well, I've talked to family. You know, a private gets $30,000, a sergeant gets $60,000, $80,000, $100,000, a colonel gets millions, the generals get tens of millions. And I said, this is a way to corrupt them. This is a way to illegally give them illegal money. And I said, you know, all these Army investigators and people have been murdered. It's in the hundreds now of investigators that have been murdered. And they were laughing about that, and it's just real funny, man. It's funny. It's funny. It's funny to get to be part of a mafia and run a country and wrap yourself in a flag and do whatever you want and have it admitted that they've flown in more than $60 billion, some estimates over $100 billion in every day. C-130s landing with giant pallets, tons of $100 bills. And they tell the troops, here, you're getting $30,000, you're getting $35,000, but you don't tell anybody about this. See, that's part of seduction. That's part of bending you and taking over to the dark side, corrupting you. You're now mercenaries. They now can use that against you. They don't search you when you're coming back in with the money. They're now making you the dirty dozen. They're now creating cadres of corrupt people that are going to come back and rule us as police and FBI and military. And I wasn't even really angry, in hindsight, at these young, you know, 25 to 35-year-old goons driving around harassing us, taking photos of us, flipping us off. I feel sorry for them. They'll never have a chance to be real Americans. They'll never have a chance to have true honor and duty and courage. They just belong to a criminal mafia. No doubt they're going to have horrible lives. When you follow an evil path, it ends up destroying you, and they just have no idea what it is to be a true patriot. They don't understand that the people running them and the people corrupting them scientifically are the ones destroying our sovereignty, dismantling our Bill of Rights and Constitution, debasing our currency, destroying our name worldwide. You work for the individuals. And don't you deny this. Don't you dodge this psychologically. Listen to the show. I know you're listening right now. You work for the people that wrote memos ordering the military to rape children, to rip their genitals off with pliers. And you are so twisted, you have been so given over to evil, that you laugh. You laugh about it. I would talk to them on the bullhorn from just 50 yards away, and they'd laugh at me and smile and say, that's right, that's right. You are totally gone. You have totally, willfully turned to evil. and most of you have committed the ultimate sin now. You are turned over to darkness forever.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
I want the New World Order to know that as for me and mine, we're committed. Your threats, your intimidation, your dirty tricks have only lit a fire in my belly, in my spirit, in my heart, in my soul. To fully commit. I thought I was fully committed, but I am even more committed than ever. I am going to work even harder. And I am never going to surrender until I draw my last breath in eternal resistance to your evil. And there's no doubt. Look at all your works. Look at your fruits. Look at what you have done. Look at who you are. Your masters have staged a string of hundreds of terror attacks, the majority of which have been completely declassified. We just had the 41st anniversary of our own government with Israel, now declassified, attacking the USS Liberty premeditatedly, even the Chicago Tribune's reported, knowingly trying to send it to the bottom to blame it on Egypt and start World War III. By the grace of God, those true sailors, those true patriots, true spirit of 1776, kept that ship, the most highly decorated in U.S. history. That's more than the Lexington, folks, more than John Paul Jones's little navy, more highly decorated than them. They kept that ship afloat for hour after hour after hour while they were attacked by fighter bombers and Desant Missiles, Mirage, torpedo boats. As you killed them, as you blew 30-foot holes with torpedoes in them, as they went into fiery rooms to close the bulkheads to keep it alive, as those men that went down there to shut those bulkheads burned to death, literally on fire, turning the wheels on the wall, on the doors to lock them down and dying. Men trapped below, men with broken legs crawling down through wreckage into the water to get their friends out. Those are true patriots. Those are true men of honor that you attacked, you bastards in CENTCOM, you bastards at the Pentagon, you murdering filth, who've totally sold your souls to the darkest wickedness. It's unimaginable. Look at how in 17 years of siege, more than 2 million dead Iraqis, more than 1 million in the last 5-plus years, Madeleine Albright admitting 700,000 children had died from the sanctions in 97 and saying it was a good thing. Saying it was a good thing. And she was there. And then you write memos saying we can torture people to death. We can crush two-year-olds' bodies with pliers. We can rape them in front of their families. And you sit there and laugh about it. It's funny. You think that's power? You think that's strength? You think when we've got a government and an intelligence system that does things like that, that any of you are safe? You think when there's nothing holding you back from looting the Treasury and the Pentagon Treasury, and when there's lawless corruption, you think you're being paid off troops with big mountains of cash for no reason? You're being inducted. You're being included in the evil. You're being made accessories to it. You're being bound. You're being bred. You're being trained. You're being twisted and forged in the fires of hell itself. Think about what you've become. Think about what you've turned into. Think about. And even if you weren't engaged in any of these crimes and you're listening, you gave support to the war. You gave support to the lies. You are now accomplices to it, and you can't deny it. They admitted they did all of this. They admit millions are dead. They admit they're destroying the dollar by design. They admit they're destroying the sovereignty on our borders by design. There's no doubting it. They made the choice public. They publicly said torture was good. They publicly said secret arrest was good. The Army admitted that 97-plus percent of those picked up at checkpoints and taken to 30-plus camps in Iraq were just families that didn't have their papers in order. And you took them into groups of monsters that had hellish, hellish pleasure at their expense, killing people, beating them to death, raping them with large objects covered with acid. That's in the Army's own report. Raping people with acid, torturing children, this is right out of hell. And then you say we're the enemies? You say we're hurting America? They are seducing you. They are getting you to join their forces. They are twisting you. They are turning us into pure evil for greater jobs they have in the future. This has been done by behavioral psychologists at the highest levels, committing you to evil. I'll use a popular culture analogy. Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3. When the Emperor tells Darth Vader to go, who just minutes before been Anakin Skywalker, tells him to go to the Jedi Temple and kill all of the children, and that that would increase his power, that that would turn him completely to evil. The Emperor says, we got to find that clip. You know, then you will have the power. Then you will truly be a Sith. And he goes in there and he kills children, and then it's symbolic. His eyes then turn yellow from blue. He then becomes a demon. He fully turns himself over to the dark side. And that is exactly what your masters had you do. What do you think the writers of these big archetypal top films, George Lucas said his films are so popular because he takes real things and puts it into a science fiction, space opera fantasy. It's the new fairy tales. But this isn't a fairy tale, what you've done. Did Darth Vader torture the children? No, he just cut them in little pieces. You go further than even the nightmare villain of a movie. Let's talk about reality. The Nazis tortured and killed people and did medical experiments on children. And they would send hundreds of doctors every few months to Joseph Mengele's giant sprawling medical facility that was built on the back of a concentration camp, a labor camp, and he would train doctors and have them torture children to death and, quote, experiments, sewing them together, burning them in ovens, torturing them, testing drugs on them, putting them in ice water, lighting them up and shooting them. And they called it the cement of blood. The Nazis admitted it was to then send larger cadres out of the medical facility to go out and do it on a wider scale. They began their death camps by 35, taking the old, the infirm, the mentally retarded, people with genetic disorders, cripples, and doing medical experiments on them. What does CPS do? Admitted in the New York News, taking children and testing drugs and pesticides on them till they die. That creates cadres. What are the atomic soldiers? What did that do? Having the doctors knowing it was going to kill the troops with the radiation, putting them in radiation chambers, having them stand out just a half mile, a mile from the blast, having them go out and breathe it, having troops go into chambers and hitting them with nerve gas and killing them. See, the German doctors had already been through that programming. They were brought to the U.S. They then headed up the programs. We didn't have Americans at the time in 1946, 47, 48 that would do that. And then those German doctors, they were the dark seed who they'd been trained in evil, who then trained our doctors. And the programs got larger and larger and larger of people that once they've nerve gassed, they tell a young private, go in here, you're going to get 3 days off. They hit him with sarin. He dies. They dissect his body, tell his family he died of the flu. Thousands of cases of that admitted in England and the U.S. Now you've created a cadre of pure evil, killing our own troops. And so that evil replicates and spreads. We, the good men and women, the people that love liberty and love beauty and love honor and love goodness and who hate evil, we have to spread our message. We have to train others. We have to build our force to resist their dark force. We have to commit ourselves and even of our families, if that's what it takes. We have to commit totally as sacrifices for the Tree of Liberty. We have to throw ourselves against these dark hordes. We have to throw caution to the wind and ask God to fill us with His Spirit and to guide us against this ultimate tyranny. I want all of you with me now to ask God's Spirit of love and light and goodness and creation and honor and creativity to enter us and to lead God and direct us, and all of us together commit eternally to the war against tyranny and the war against those that abuse the weak and abuse women and children and those that dumb down societies and bring darkness. I pledge eternal resistance to evil. I pledge my body, my soul, my heart, everything I am. I pledge my family. I am fully committed. I will never turn away from my goal, no matter where it leads me. And I only ask God, I never ask God for anything except to lead God and direct me and that I be a vessel against this evil. Because make no mistake, this is a spiritual battle. Our enemies say that. They believe it. It is. All I've ever asked God is to lead God and direct me. But I do ask God to protect my family. I'm committed. I'm never going to stop. But I ask God that if anyone is to be taken in this, if anyone is to be killed, grabbed, tortured, turned into a mess, you know, they could take me, torture me for years, have me come out and say whatever they wanted, know that that could happen, know I've been threatened with that. But I just pray that God at least put a hedge of protection up around my family. They don't deserve it. But I have said, and I say here on air, no matter what the course, I'm not backing off. Threats to my family, intimidation only makes me intensify what I am doing. And when I went to Bilderberg 2 years ago, I felt a great quickening in my heart and soul and mind. And I crossed a line when I bullhorned them and stood up to them. And I felt the spiritual threshold that I stepped across. And I felt a much greater threshold yesterday as Bilderberg ended. And as I came back home, that I have crossed another threshold, a greater threshold, and have gone to an entirely new level of commitment in this fight. And I felt remnants of evil and remnants of worldliness and remnants of wickedness that were in me fall away. I have been sanctified. I have been purified. And that doesn't mean I'm pure, but I'm one step closer to being pure. And I am committed, and I turn my life and my soul and my destiny completely into the hands of the Creator of the universe, into the hands of Yahweh. I have been literally baptized. I have gone in and through the fires of the New World Order repeatedly throughout my life, and every time I have recommitted, no matter what the threats, no matter what the intimidation, I have been re-energized, and I want all of you to experience this. I want you to experience true living. I want you to experience a true awakening. I want you to experience what it is to truly be a warrior for liberty and the weak. I want you to experience what it is to truly commit yourself to goodness. Now, I don't like to scare my wife, and she's a strong person. And I get the emails, I get the calls about how we're going to rape and kill your wife. She's gotten them before. We've gotten them over the years. But you never know where they're coming from. But yesterday, I knew where it came from. I know they were listening to my phones. I even saw them listening to people's phones in the hotel. They were so obvious about it, and their wiretapping operation was so industrial, so huge in its scale that room after room was filled with them, with their equipment out, with their shaved heads and their plain clothes, and they're engaging in treason and crimes against the American people for simply trying to cover their illegal, Logan-violating meeting at Bilderberg. It was about 3:30. We pulled in to get something to eat because we hadn't eaten since early that morning. We were on our way to the airport. We were trying to go into Washington to get some more of the monuments on tape for a film. And I call my wife, and my wonderful children are on the phone laughing and telling me they love me and they can't wait to see me. A very sweet phone call. And I had a sure feeling that the enemy was listening, and I had a sure feeling that it was enraging them to hear this pure love and this decency and the sweetness that was coming across the phone. When I hung up with my wife, 2 minutes later she called back upset and said a woman just called. She had a Eastern, what you'd call a Yankee accent. And she said, is Alex there? And she said, no. You know, the classic phone call that Jim Garrison got, that Malcolm X got, that Martin Luther King got. You know, it's in all those films about the real things that happened. And they said, the woman said, oh, and then she paused. He said, can I help you? She said, well, I need to talk to him. She said, well, this is his wife. You can leave your number and I'll have him call you back. She said, well, that can't be possible. It can't be. He's not married. We're together. I'm having his baby. My wife said, sure you are. And they hung up the phone. And she knew it wasn't true from the start, but the point is that it was a threat to my family. It was involving my family. It's a vicious thing. You know, there's a reason there are rules of war. Even if you are on the dark side and for the New World Order and want to destroy our liberty and our freedom, there's a reason that even evil armies and evil causes throughout history have followed the rules of war. And people have been punished for not following them. And let me explain to you why. When you target people's families, when you target women and children, the rules change. And then your family and children get targeted. Do you understand that? I've always said here that I have never targeted your families, your children, your grown wives, your grown daughters. I have never talked about them. I have told other people to leave them alone because I understand how the ancient rules work. We are men. They are women. They are children. They are supposed to be left out of this. Because once you escalate to that point, the gloves start to come off. And I'm never, unless I'm cornered and defending myself, going to do anything offensive against you. Because I realize that that puts you in a weak position and you have to show who you are. I'm going on to the end, whatever the cost may be. But others aren't like that. Do you understand that? You understand when you open that door, when you break those rules, you change things. And you bring your women and your children into it. Do you understand, you fools, why we have ancient rules of war? Do you understand why there's ancient conventions against torturing enemy troops? Because when you get tortured, you lose the moral ground. When you get captured, you'll be tortured. When you carry out torture, you lose the moral ground, and now there are no game rules. Do you understand you've broken ancient conventions? Do not call my house. Do not call my cell phone. Do not threaten my wife. Do not threaten to gang rape her as you did this morning. Oh, it's escalated. Do you think you're intimidating me? Do you think you are scaring me? I'm not scared. I have affirm that I will now be a focused laser beam. No more joking around. No more screwing around. No more being a nice guy. I am going to literally set my soul on fire in the info war. I am going to truly be the leader I am. I am going to unlock minds with God's help and unlock souls. And we are going to build an army that will bring you to justice. But of course you'll call. See, if you're going to torture Iraqi children and women, why not call up other Americans and threaten us? Why not do things like that? Why not go all the way? Why not have no rules? Why not just do whatever you want? But you understand that when you dig that pit for me, you've really dug a pit for yourself? You are abominations. I don't even hate you. I see you for what you are. Sad, spiritually stunted, mutated, pathetic, weak people. Shame on you. You know what made Andrew Jackson so powerful? Love him or hate him? It was that he watched his mother and his brother die in a British concentration camp. And it created a man who you could shoot holes in and stab over and over and he wouldn't stop. And I'm nothing compared to that man. But you put me one step closer to that path by messing with my family. And I eternally swear you will be brought to justice. And all of you that have engaged in crimes will be brought to justice.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I want to make a point to you. I want to make it very clear. Those of you who have thrown all the rules of society out the window, Do you think for a minute your leaders, the people using you, care about you when they will do the type of things they're commanding you and ordering you to do that you engage in with such abandon and enjoyment? See, they take good troops, then they find out who's mentally ill, who's psychopathic, who's sadistic, who are sadistic psychopaths, and they put them in positions of power, and they put underlings under them. But they've got such a shortage of these people, they need so many to suppress and dominate the world, that they hire illegal alien felons, felons out of our prisons. I told you this 9 years ago. It's now all over the mainstream news, but the mainstream news is saying it's a good thing. Hiring felons is not a good thing. Every evil thing that's been done in history, the establishment, the New World Order elite, have made a list, and they're following it. They're covering it. They're doing it. And a lot of you have not been fully turned over to evil yet. You've already rationalized a lot of bad things you've done. And once you've committed all these crimes against humanity, you can't admit you were wrong. It takes strength to admit you were wrong. I've done plenty of things in my life that were bad. But I can admit I was wrong, and I've repented. But the more you harden your heart, the more you turn to evil, the more it takes you over, the more it turns you into a zombie-like slave. And I'm telling you now, turn from your wicked ways. Seek the face of God. Hit your knees. And you will be filled with a power you could never imagine. You know, that's the devil's lie. You think you get power by being evil. You think that dark sunshine, that black force, that black illumination that you feel is strength, it is weakness. You have no idea the power of love. You have no idea the power that it gives. You have no idea what real courage is. And I wish you could drink from the same water that fills my soul. I wish you could be my brother. I wish you could help us fight this tyranny. I wish you had the discernment and the strength to realize what you've been turned into. You know, I think I've said my piece on this, and I haven't finished up yet with what happened. I covered Tuesday, Wednesday. We got to Thursday. I want to cover Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the things that broke down and happened. But I want to hear from you, the listeners, about the Bilderberg coverage you saw, people that were there covering it, your take on what they're doing to our economy, what they're setting up in the world, on the things I've discussed. I want to hear from military men and women who have fought, who are great patriots. There were some Navy SEAL guys out there, really nice retired guys. They gave me a little gold coin with my name engraved on it. That was really nice. There were a lot of really good people out there. And you could just see their souls. You could see the love in their eyes and the strength. Mountains of men compared to these little stunted creatures that were posing and acting like they were men. On the other side, there were quite a few federal officers, though, that were nodding to us, agreeing with us. They'd look around and then, you know, smile at us. And I had police saying, look, we know, you know, we're being ordered to be out here. They told us to kick you out of here, but we're not doing it. And quite a few police said, yeah, Alex, I've heard the show. I know about the New World Order. So they weren't all like this. I would say 30% of the feds would, you know, smile at me in earnest, and it wasn't a fake or to get information. It was, you know, across through the trees, they would look at me and nod, or, you know, they would wink, and you could see the genuineness in their faces compared to the guys that were posing as men, posing as tough guys, how they would look at us with hatred and how they would stand there like peacocks acting tough, or how they would, you know, show us their little machine guns. So the entire government is not evil, but the leadership of it is completely. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from veterans out there. What do you think of this evil? What do you think of what they've turned into? What do you think of them threatening people's families and playing dirty tricks? 1-800-259-9231. And folks, get in game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It exposes the Bilderberg Group. Everybody's got to see it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.